Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. But today we're spicing things up with a dash of high finance. We're diving into the FDIC and BlackRock showdown. Can you believe this deadline drama?
It's a real pressure cooker, isn't it? The FDIC is giving BlackRock until January 10th to sign on the dotted line for stricter oversight of their bank investments. Sounds like a New Year's resolution they didn't ask for.
Exactly. It's like the FDIC is saying, show me the money and prove you're not messing with it. They've already wrangled a similar deal with Vanguard, setting a precedent. This is getting serious.
So what's the recipe for this passivity agreement? Is the FDIC worried BlackRock is pulling strings behind the scenes?
Essentially, yes. They want more transparency and control, ensuring these giant asset managers aren't influencing the banks they invest in. It's a bit like ensuring a guest chef isn't secretly changing the restaurant's menu, you know?
Got it. So BlackRock is claiming they're just passive investors. They're saying, we're just here for the tasting menu, not to run the kitchen.
Precisely. They argue they already have agreements with the Federal Reserve about passive investment, but the FDIC wants their own special sauce, their own agreement. It's a bit redundant, don't you think?
I see. Interesting. But what if BlackRock says no thanks to the FDIC's recipe? What are the consequences? Are we talking financial food poisoning?
That's the million-dollar question. The article doesn't specify. It's a cliffhanger. We'll have to wait and see what boils over in the new year. This is a recipe for financial drama.
Definitely. And Rohit Chopra of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is adding fuel to the fire. He's basically saying if BlackRock is truly passive, they should have no problem signing. It's like he's saying, if you're not hiding a secret ingredient, show us your pantry.
Ha! That's a great analogy. It'll be interesting to see how this all plays out. This is definitely a recipe for continued discussion.
Agreed. This has been a fascinating dish to dissect. Thanks for breaking it down with me.
My pleasure. Thanks for joining us on Nutty's Show, and we'll see you next time with more food for thought, and maybe some actual food too. Goodbye, everyone.
Bye-bye.